For those women that are out there in the professional world, what if, just what if you could work for yourself? You didn't actually have to get up every day and deal with the hubbub of dealing with everybody in the office or wherever you are and all of the drama that goes on there. And you could literally live life on your terms and you could work for yourself. And for those women that are at home and they're not out in the work world, but they would love to do a little something for themselves, have a little hobby on the side, have a little cash on the side, what if you could do that for yourself? What if you could be a professional Muslimah, basically having something of yourself that you could offer to the world and do it with this passion and love, but also allow it to give you something for yourself, a little finance on the side, especially in an economy right now when things are really tough. We're going to talk about the very next steps that you could use to do that. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslimah, coming to you every week on topics that Muslim women want to talk about. And what we help women with here at Mindful Muslimah is we help them go from surviving to thriving and becoming women of impact. Living the daily life can be overwhelming and emotional, but here we give you practical next steps on how you can handle all the different aspects of your life. And today it's going to be your professional life. I don't talk about that very often, but I know a lot of women are interested in that. I've been getting a ton of DMs. So I said, let me do a podcast and we're going to make it kind of fun and interesting where if you have particular questions, I would love for you to send them to me on Instagram. I'm going to make a post today and I will feature you on the podcast. I will shout out your name. I will say your question, or I can just, if you want to just say anything on the podcast, like I will, we can also do voice messages. You guys can send me a voice message on the messages and I can add you with your question and I will answer it. So what the topic of today is this. Have you ever had an amazing idea, but if in the place that you work, you want to pitch it to people, maybe you did pitch it, maybe it was shot down, or maybe you know, it's just something that you feel would have made that workplace better, but people just weren't listening to your idea. Or maybe you have like a business idea that you've always wanted to do for yourself and you just don't know the next steps to do it, but you think it would be really great or be really like life-changing for you if you could do this for yourself and work for yourself. We are women full of passion, passionate ideas that can change the world, change our families. And usually women struggle with next steps. And so this podcast is going to be a bit of some really quick next steps. If that's you, I would advise you to do. Now, for me, we can focus on changing your personal workspace where you have with your, but like that's tricky, right? Because everybody has different workspaces. So I have a bit of a spin on it and I'll let you know in a second how I'm going to, you know, pose that. But I did want to say that this is really, really something that I'm passionate about because as you guys know, I switched my profession. I went up the ladder, right? From being a basic educator to administrator to a consultant over the whole education department of the US. And then I went on to Dubai to help them in Dubai to start up some American Islamic schools. And so I got to see from the parent view, right, with education to the teacher view, to the administrator view, all the way up to above the system view. So that was quite the journey. And from that, I learned a lot. One of it was that I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this, which is what I do here at Mindful Muslimah. And that sounds like a pretty scary leap, but I did it. And I'm like so ecstatic that I did because I've never been happier where before I was always feeling like my ideas were not being accepted, pushed down. I wasn't being acknowledged for the passion that I had. And now I'm able to not just live those passions as I wanted to on my terms, but I'm now able to do it and help women all over the world. As you guys know, we have about 5.3 million on the podcast. Imagine affecting that many lives. Imagine you being able to take an idea and change people's lives, make it better. Our mission and vision here is to improve the lives of Muslim women worldwide. Like that's just it. And part of that is helping support your passion and your ideas and like next steps to take it. We actually have something really exciting, but I'll tell you about that in a minute, that I have an idea for how we can do this together actually live. But what I want to say today is your idea, just because people haven't accepted it, isn't crazy. There's a million people who have posed ideas and were told their ideas were absolutely horrible, absolutely never going to work, and then they did. I'll give you one like non-Muslim example I can think of, because I read of so many, you know, cases, especially in the West, of people who are now like ridiculously famous. There's a British author, you guys probably know her, J.K. Rowling, and her book is now famous. They've made movies into it. They've made series out of it. Many of you guys know it. And she went and was told her idea was absolutely rubbish. It was just garbage. No one was going to buy that. Now she's like millions and millions in sales. And 100 people shot her down before somebody said yes. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and do 100 people. I'm just trying to say, had she stopped, she would not have been as successful as she is. And had she not believed in her idea, she wouldn't be as successful. And I want you to think of also, I think of the story of Noman Ali Khan. He actually lived not only 20 to 30 minutes away from me, where I am now in New York. And I remember he was talking about how he started Baina Institute, right? He teaches Arabic all over the world. As a matter of fact, right now he's in Sydney, I know, with White Flame and MATW, teaching massive crowds of people. And he's done his school, and he's just educated, you know, tens and tens, and I don't know if it's like hundreds of thousands. The point is, he pitched his idea in multiple of the masajid, and they all shot him down. They told him this was not a good idea. So he went off on his own, and he's like, I'm going to do it myself then. I think this is a good idea. And he did. And it became so famous. And he's one of the top people for teaching Arabic to English speakers. So my point is, I don't care what you think about your idea. I don't care what people have told you about your idea. It could be an absolutely amazing idea. Maybe all you need is the right next steps, right? Because they had people to help push them to the next steps. And so as a person myself, like for here, who has, like I said, had a totally different professional life, and I switched to something I love. Now, many of you know my story, and I'm not going to go into it now, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally pushed me to this position. I had thoughts of it in the back of my mind, but I felt like really called to it, really called to serve our people, you know, women in Islam. And I felt like it was just something I wanted to do full time. But how would I do that? How would I do that practically? Well, today in the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about that. Like, how do you practically do that? How do you practically do your idea? All right. So we are going to do maybe two or three steps together right now. And these can all just be something if you're driving in the car, if you're walking, if you're washing dishes, the kids are in the back coming along. This is going to be our little, what do we call this? Our brainstorming session together. It's going to be our unofficial brainstorming session. Okay. We're not writing things down. We're not getting super official. We're just getting kind of the juices flowing, getting your ideas going, and making you think about the possibilities. How about that? Sound good? All right. So what I want to say is, I do want to talk about this in a more professional way. And actually, in December, I'm going to do a free class online called Muslima Professionals, where I'm going to help you make an actual blueprint of your plan to do your idea. But right now, I want you to get those ideas flowing. So, you know, this is something I think is important. Okay, so let's get started. So the first thing is, I want to review a concept or two that I've talked about in past podcasts. If you missed it, if I can, I'll link it below. But it's basically finding your passion. I did a podcast on finding your passion. And in a nutshell, there was three questions to find out what you're passionate about. So we want to first make sure that you are ready to do that. And some inklings on that of like again, I'll go into it more in the live class. But like, what I want you to think about now for yourself is, what is it something that, if you could just have any moment alone with yourself, and like you could just like forget about like obviously relaxing things. We know you, many of us women would just like to relax. I get it. But like, if you could like something that like, as far as like learning or doing on a topic, like what would it be? If you were all alone, you could have like an hour to yourself. Like, what would you indulge in? Like, would it be travel content? Would it be cooking? Would it be, jewelry making? Would it be like whatever it is that you feel like you're passionate about? I'm not talking about cruising the internet and social media. I'm talking about like something that you are interested in that gets you fired up. Is it like something related to youth programs, or is it something related to teaching something, or is it something related to fashion, or is it something like, I'm talking about something halal, obviously, but my point is that it's something that gets you fired up and makes you like excited to talk about. Like, if somebody brought this topic, even with random strangers, you might be interested to like open your mouth, even if you're an introvert, because you're like so excited to talk about this. Like, this is a topic that gets you really excited. Can you think of a topic like that for you? That's the type of topic. It should be something that like, it's just like, you just got to say something because it's so important, right? Or is there something that a lot of people come to you for all the time, and they ask you for help because you're so good at it? It could be computers. It could be like, it could be sewing. It could be fixing something. It could be advice on relationships. Like, what is it that you're so good at that everybody comes to you for? So this is just hitting on a couple of notes of the passion aspect that I was talking about. Because step one is making sure that you're really honest about what your passion is. A lot of us are just living lives based on what everybody else needs from us. But if we sometimes forget ourselves, like, what do we love? Like, what are the hobbies we love to make real life jobs or entire businesses for ourselves? Like, that's possible, right? And so the first step is thinking about where your passion really is and getting real about it. Now, what's really hard for a lot of people is like, well, how do I take that passion and turn it into something that I could actually do for a living? I could actually make money. Well, there's ways. There's actually tons of ways. And one thing about 2023 that I really appreciate is like, you don't need a degree anymore to do these things. If you go right now onto Upwork or Fiverr, there's women who are really good at like art, for example, or like making flyers, right? You go over there and there's like 20-year-olds making like $50 an hour on flyers. Like, it's crazy what you can do these days without a degree. I know we're all traditionalists, like of the people in my age and maybe a little bit younger than me, who are like used to like go to college, do this. Like, yeah, you can do that, but you could also do an incredible side business or hustle, whatever you want to call it, where you're doing something that you love and you can actually make money. And there's a way to do it. In fact, I actually did a podcast in the past about like how to work online. I have a lot of experience on working online as a person who was never raised to work online. I'm a total in-person traditionalist that like went on to like the new wave of doing things. And I'm very familiar with both the traditional good way of doing things, which is like, you know, you work for years to get a degree because I have, you know, multiple degrees. But then here's this new way of you can actually get really forward really fast with none of that. And that's incredible, which means there's so much opportunity. Look at Etsy. People just put things up on Etsy and they're able to have entire businesses and stores online. It's just like, whatever your passion is, there is opportunity. So your passion and just believing there's opportunity for that passion in the world is step one. So get really clear on what that is. I hope you've thought of a topic, right? Number two is to think about, I want you to start thinking about the technical next steps. What questions do you have about that? That's where the questions you could send me on Instagram. What questions do you have about like, well, how would I get that going? Like, what's the next first step? One of the first things I usually suggest is some type of a plan. And the plan involves the end in mind. It's like anything great that you're going to plan in your life. You want to plan a wedding. You want to plan a trip. Like, what's the end in mind? Like, what do you hope happens? What's the thing you hope you walk away with? A lot of you guys have done consultation calls with me. Love talking to you. And what's the first question? If you've been with me on a consultation call before, maybe you remember, maybe you don't. What's the first question I always ask? I usually say, after we renew our intentions, I usually say, I want to meet your expectations. What do you hope to walk away with by the end of the call? I could like say it in my sleep because I want to know the end in mind. Like, what do you need by the end? I need to make sure that we fulfill that desire. If you want to walk away with, you know, two choices with it, like, let's do that. But I have to know, where am I going with this conversation? You need to know, where are you going with your idea? Is this going to be a business of yours? Where is this business going to be? Is it going to be online? Is this something you want to do? You want to progress in your profession that you're in right now, like in an office or in a, you know, whatever, wherever you are? Like, what are we doing? What do you want to see in the end? You have to see that end vision, right? A lot of you guys do my 4-point journaling, right? Shout out to women in Thrive and in the alumni and in the mentorship program. They just ended the mentorship program. We do like a mini coaching program inside of Thrive Muslima. And those sisters were like, didn't want it to end. I know, ladies, but guess what? We're going to do an alumni session where I walk through the 4-point journaling. And then the next session I do is going to be like digging deeper into your goals and helping you achieve them and align them with like your daily life. Got you covered. Cannot wait. We have our first session for post mentorship in the alumni section in our Telegram group. So I cannot wait to see you in there. A lot of people keep asking me how they get in the Telegram group. You don't just get in the Telegram group. If you're part of Thrive, it's one of the many things you get access to on top of the coaching and everything else. So that's our global international community. So I just wanted to shout those women out. And so my point in with the 4-point journaling, one of the things you do in it is we talk about like, what do you see? You need to see yourself at the end goal so that you can then backtrack and think, what are the steps to get there? So the first suggestion I gave you was to think about your passion, the possibility of that passion. The second thing I said is you have to have a clear plan. And that's the part where usually people are like, wah, wah. And then we need to, then number three, brainstorm. If this is the plan, so we set up this plan, brainstorm backwards. Like if that's the case, what do I need to do right now? Let me give you a perfect example. I was setting up a plan with a sister. Like a lot of people, they ask me for coaching and stuff on how to do this because a lot of people say, oh, you know, mindfulness, I love that you do mindfulness. How do you do that? I want to do that for women in my country. I have women call me up from Africa, from Norway, from, you know, Mexico, from France, like different countries where people are like, I want to do that, but I want to do that in my language. So that's great too, if you want to do that type of thing. And so anyway, so I've coached a couple of them, right? And they say, you know, like, what do I need to do? So this is what I'm going to do in the live class for everyone. Anyone's welcome. That'll be in December. I think we'll start the signups like November 15th-ish, if you're interested. Follow me on Instagram for that. You'll see. But in the meantime, you could send me your questions. I really, really can't wait for those. I really want to highlight them in here. So we'll do some warm-ups in here. But what I want to say is in the planning, I usually tell them, look, I suggest, because this is the way good planning goes, 10-year plan, 3-year plan, 1-year plan. People are like, 10 years? I don't even know what's happening tomorrow after breakfast. How am I going to plan 10 years? Girl, there is a way. I can show you. It's not that hard. It isn't. No, I'm just like dead serious. Because your 10-year plan is like your dream. Like if it could really happen, what would it look like? You have to know that. Forget about like, oh, it's not going to work out. I don't have the money right now. Forget it. There are so many ways to do these things. You could do it. So 10-year plan, 3-year plan, and then 1-year plan. So that means like starting 2024, if I want to get this going, like what would I have to do right now? So when you do it that way, it's so easy. I'm going to handhold, no worries. If you're like 10-year plan, 3-year plan, I don't know how to do those things. I'm going to do it with you in the live class. So my point is, first step is passion and the possibility. Second step is you got to have like a realistic plan because you got to know where's this train going. We're not just going to like throw out ideas. I'm really able to help you make this happen if you want it, but like you just have to do a little bit of your own. So what you could do right now with the podcast is you could start dreaming. What would this best passion scenario look like? Like for example, it would be me traveling the world, eating food in different countries and vlogging about it. Like, I don't know, whatever it is you want to do, right? It would be me, you know, traveling all over countries in poor areas and me helping them and me vlogging about it and me starting a charity on it. Or I don't know, like, what are you doing? Whatever it is. And in detail as much as possible. And so that, then we go, well, okay, so to do that, what would you need? I would need a site. I would need a, you know, whatever. I would need a this. And that, how do you do that? Like, so we're getting it in order. Then the last thing I would say is that you should really start to make a lot of surveying of your life. Right now, looking at everything and your season and what's possible, what's not possible. So once we have your plan, thinking about well, like, how am I going to make this plan work in my current life? Where are the opportunities that I'm missing? I promise you, there are opportunities tucked in there that you did not imagine. Helping you explore those opportunities that you're missing, that would be amazing. We could do that together. And so I want you to understand that that is the very simple next steps to get a life that you love, a life that you're passionate about, that you wake up wanting to do. And I'm talking to you as a person who's already done it. So I'm not talking about a hypothetical. You look at people who have started businesses, organizations, like look at like something like Islamic Relief. That was an idea. We want to help women all over the world. I mean, people all over the world have a better quality of life. Oh, they did it. right? They're doing it every day. Like, your idea is a possibility, and it could really, really serve humanity, or at least bring you that happiness in your life. Why not? Why not? Why just keep living for the sake of living? How many people feel like they're on autopilot and they're just like grinding every day with no real happiness? What is it that you want to do that will make you happy and maybe even help other people? Like, for me, that's what Mindfulness Summit is. I'm now teaching classes and courses. I'm helping to educate our people to make better choices, allowing them to have happier lives, them to raise stronger families, and the impact is generational. I can go to sleep good, you know, well at night knowing that. That's exciting to me to wake up to in the morning. I feel like this is amazing change, where before I was just like, you know, sitting at a desk or in an office just doing blah, 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 blah. That didn't feel passionate to me. This is exciting. What's exciting to you? We can do it together. So I hope that really helped in this podcast, getting your ideas turning. That it's really just about exploring your passion, right? We talked about like, what would you do if you had all this time alone? What topic would you be researching or deciding? Or what is it about, you know, what are people come to you for help all the time? Like, what are you really good at? And something you'd want to wake up to every day. And then thinking about what that plan would look like a 10-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 1-year plan. And then thinking about, okay, so if this is the season of my life right now, like, what is possible? Where are the opportunities? And diving into them together. I'm look forward to hearing from you guys inside IG. You can definitely leave me some DMs. And excited to like talk about like what your passionate ideas are. And hopefully working on them together. I'll see you in the next podcast. Have an amazing weekend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.